And when you're talking about the future, these oil companies are not stupid. These people are brilliant.
Absolutely.
They know how to manipulate your mind. They know how to trick you into thinking there's a shortage so they can increase the price. They know how to keep the price at a level, and then they drop it just at the boiler point. When they think Americans are just ready to bust at the seams, they'll drop it 30 cents a gallon or 40 cents. It's still higher than it was the year before.
That's right.
But then your feeling is you got a break, you got a deal. So they're very smart. And I sit back and I look and say, all right, if oil comes from fossil fuels and if peak oil is real, we're eventually going to run out, these very brilliant people will move into a different form of energy. They're
exactly.
going to get hydrogen going. They're going to be ready for us because they want to make money, and they're not stupid. They're not doing that. It finally dawned on me that the reason why they're not doing it is because of this theory. They know they have an endless supply of oil.
Right. It's like the Atlantis project in the Gulf that they just spent $2.5 billion on, George, that's going to come online in the third quarter of 2006. That's going to produce about 150,000 barrels of oil a day. Now, who in their right mind, who's a CEO, would invest $2.5 billion unless they knew they were going to get back at least $2.5 billion
exactly.
and more in profit?
Yeah. yeah.
But it just doesn't make any sense.
It is brilliant marketing, though, isn't it, George? I mean, it's all from dinosaurs, the oil companies say, and we're going to run out because there are only so many dinosaurs. So they get to constantly hold a fire sale on oil, scaring people that we're never going to have enough. We have to conserve it. When the truth is, we have today 1.2 trillion barrels of proven oil reserves, more than ever in the history of man, and our increase of it has been dramatic. Over the last, almost doubled since 1970 worldwide, and proven reserves continue to expand dramatically. Those are the underlying statistics which do not jive with the idea that it's fossil fuel, it's hit a peak, we're going to decline down to nothing, and everything is going to go completely to the point where we have no energy left.
And we just heard the other day the Rand Corporation came out with a study that in the Great Basin, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, we have an additional, on top of the reserves Jerry talked about, 1.1 trillion barrels worth of reserves locked in the oil shales of Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. George, the more we look, the more we find we're not running out of oil.
And then it just, and then when an oil platform sucks out the oil, it fills up years later, doesn't it?
That's right. There's a history, and it's very little documented to the public, but it's known by the oil geologists throughout the Middle East. We write about in Black Gold Stranglehold a Eugene 330 in the Gulf. These are wells that have replenished. They're drilled, and they end up having reservoirs of oil below at very deep levels
right.
that then come up and fill in the oil that was drilled out. The oils do it comes up, if it's coming up from deep within the earth, abiotic, being produced on a continuous basis, the pressure is going to drive it to the surface. It's going to replenish what's taken out.
Might take a year or two, right?
Sure.
Or longer.
Well, it's like the Eugene Block 330 that Jerry's talking about. When they originally drilled the hole in 1972,
that's in the
George,
Gulf, right?
That's
in
correct.
The Gulf.
They were producing about 15,000 barrels a day. Then it dropped to 4,000, mm-hmm. which is the traditional Hubert's peak. You know, it peaked out,
mm-hmm.
now it's on the
right.
decline.
It seems like he's right.
Of course. Well, today it's back to pumping 13,400 barrels a day, and they're figuring that there are reserves of over 400 million barrels in that one hole.
Just that one spot.
I mean, it's just, you know.
Oh, my God.
But it is ridiculous because you've got, I mean, the book's coming out, you know, Twilight in the Desert. All Saudi Arabia is going to be pumped dry. Well, Saudi Arabia just announced that they think they've got double the reserves if they go and really explore further and fully report what's available.
Right.
It isn't, you know, 260 billion barrels. It may be more like 520 billion barrels. The estimates continuously increase. And what the peak oil theorists do is they say, oh, we were just wrong. Maybe it won't run out in 1970. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll run out in 2020.
Right.
And then as we get to, you know, 2006, and we've still got more reserves
than ever.
And
we're using more.
And using more every day. Well, they say, well, we were just wrong. Maybe it'll be now 2050 that we run out. They don't stop to think that maybe we're awash in oil because the Earth is continuously producing it. And if we have the right theories and look for it deep enough as an abiotic product, forget about the dinosaurs, forget about the old decaying forests, go look at what the Earth, deep within the mantle of the Earth, produces on an everyday basis, combining two of the most common elements available in the Earth, hydrogen and carbon, in various forms. I mean, you know, if you want methane, go stick a pipe in a landfill. It doesn't take any dinosaurs in that landfill.
Or a cow pasture.
Or a cow pasture.
Exactly.
And yet, the public has been told, school children are taught, we all say fossil fuel is synonymous with oil. And the truth is, the Soviet scientists around the world, scientists like Thomas Gold at Cornell, wrote a book in 1998.
He's still alive?
You know, he passed away.
Oh, he
was in his 80s. He was a brilliant, very controversial scientist who had many breakthrough discoveries. He was one of the first people to work on radar with the British in World War II. He was mm-hmm. an astronomer who got attuned into radio technology applied to astronomy and radar. And where his intuition came is he was doing the spectrography analysis of planets, realizing the elements on these planets. And he realized that planets like Saturn had tremendous amounts of hydrocarbons on them. And there were no dinosaurs on Saturn as far as anyone could ever tell.
Well, you know, you said something about fear. And I think what they're trying to do is keep us in fear. Fear that we're running out of oil, fear that there's going to be a pandemic flu, fear of everything that happens. And I think their whole approach is, whoever they may be, is just to keep all of us with their thumb on top of us, just always constantly scared, afraid.
Well, and I think that's because most people don't want the incredible lifestyle that we live in America to ever change. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. We live a lifestyle that's second to none in the rest of the world. The average citizen of the world travels by ox cart. We travel by individual automobile.
Yeah.